horror t-shirt or Oh, Stranger Things. I think that counts.
Yeah, it counts. I think that counts. Soft horror.
Yeah.
It is definitely soft horror. I liked Stranger Things quite a bit.
Okay, so if you like Stranger Things, you will love Stephen King.
I like The Shining.
I hate The Shining.
Well, what the fuck can I do to please you?
Oh, good lord.
I'm so sorry.
Anyways, what
it
I was saying
only
was...
been
sorry.
20 seconds.
I'm so sorry.
And you're being a disgusting asshole.
Oh, God.
Disgusting.
I am single, ladies.
This is why he's a virgin, guys.
I'm not a virgin.
Welcome to the horror virgin.
I hate you so much.
I'm Clint.
I'm Todd.
I'm Jennifer.
Yeah.
The funny one.
And
the only reason why anyone listens.
Right.
Welcome to episode one.
Yay.
This is
episode.
Exciting.
Yeah, it's something.
Yay.
Exciting.
I'm normally like a happy, energetic person, but I'm like, yeah, fuck this movie.
This is not going to be fun for you, is it? For
none
the first
of this
few,
is.
For the
awesome
first few
for
times.
You
got to build up. Got to build you up.
For the record, Clint's been wanting to do this podcast for years.
That's true.
And
for
I've
the record,
like,
I talk everyone I've ever met's ears off about horror movies, so this is just perfect.
Well, it's
for
perfect
me.
For you two. Like, I have
well,
been...
Well, we have been searching for the perfect woman, to be honest, so yes, it has
so,
taken a long time to
you find
you.
Someone. Yeah.
Yes, because we did
so
not want this to be a sausage fest.
But I also didn't want really to do this. When you first came to me with the idea of this, I was like, ugh.
There was
then
a lot
you met
of,
me, and
horrible.
You were like, I can't say no. Uh-huh.
I mean, I do think you're,
awesome.
I mean,
America's
for a woman.
Watch it.
Good.
Watch it. Yeah, you were in San Diego. I was in L.A. Yeah. I called you up. I was like, why don't you start coming into town? We do this horror thing. And you were like, you want me to drive like 2.5 hours to do something I don't want to do? No.
This sounds horrible.
No. sounded like loads of fun to me. But no, it took a long time. It took a long time to get here. So no pressure.
I hope it turns out. Okay.
Just ruining my fucking life. So we just got done watching The Exorcist.
Yay.
Yeah.
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 Todd, how you feeling?
I mean, honestly, it wasn't as scary as I thought it would be.
Yeah, I think this one has a lot of hype about it, and I think it's
but
kind of dated.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, and this will probably make people laugh at me, but that's, I guess, the point of this, you bastards. It was like I did jump at some points. Like there were some moments that weren't necessarily like scary, but like the phone ringing scared the fuck out of me.
Well, because it was really loud.
Yeah, right, and you're like,
and we don't.
And I had it turned up to like 100 on the
you
TV.
Did.
Yeah. And we don't hear phones anymore.
We don't. My phone,
like a ghost phone.
My phone has been on vibrate since 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't use any sort of ring.
My phone's been dead for 10 years.
We were talking about this earlier. Like, when it got into the thick of it, I thought you were fully engaged. Like, you weren't on your phone.
I was,
you
well, yeah,
like,
we
you're
all
in
were,
it.
Like, laughing and joking for
I
the
was
first
Mystery
40
Science
minutes,
Theater
and then
3000
all of a sudden,
the fuck out of this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was awesome for everyone else in the room.
It
when
was
shit gets real. Gets
I don't
real.
Understand. I still don't understand, having watched it, why it started in Iraq. I don't understand. Any
because
of that.
That's where Pazuzu comes from.
Pazuzu?
That's the name
did
of
they
the demon.
Did they say Pazuzu at all in the movie?
I don't think so. Okay. I just would like everyone right now to know that I have read this book.
Oh,
twice.
And we should also note for horror buffs listening, we watched the director's cut.
Yeah.
So yes,
there
you
was,
should watch the director's cut.
And I've not seen the original cut, so if you guys
you
reference things from that,
I don't
know.
It, it's been so long since I've seen this movie since
okay,
I don't
but
remember.
Like Pazuzu.
Pazuzu is the name
that
of the
that sounds
demon.
Like someone who had a speech impediment got a kazoo.
Yeah,
it sounds like
I would
a dessert
call it, like,
at
Susie.
BJ's restaurant is what it sounds
Pazuzu,
like.
Pazuzu, but Pazuki. Apparently Pazuki. Like
those things are
a
so good.
We're going to have that tonight. Pazuki's not BJ's.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean,
you never know.
One can hope.
Let's keep it classy, guys.
I am single, ladies.
Okay. So, I mean, this was like.
So, should
this...
we talk about what the movie, what happens in the movie, basic story? Or
for sure,
know?
Let's. I mean, we can kind of start from the
so
beginning
two
and break
things
it down.
Off the bat,
yeah.
I didn't understand why it started in Iraq, but I guess they want us to know that all Catholic possessions start in a Muslim nation, so that's good. It was very strange to me because it starts off with like mosque singing and like it's very almost Indiana Jones-ish.
It's a little confusing as to what's going on.
Yeah.
I do think there was more Iraq stuff than there needed to be.
Yeah, sure. And I think that there was far less of that in the theatrical cut. But, you know, so Max von Sydow, first off, how the fuck is he still alive?
I don't know.
We talked about that. This dude looks like hammered shit in this movie.
he looks
in
like
the beginning, he was a little
shit.
Bit dreamy.
He,
like,
okay, well, he looks 87 years old at the very least. And he is still alive.
He's definitely weathered by the end.
Yeah, this dude was born in 1929. Now, I'm not saying his birth caused
the
Great Depression,
but
Well, now, yeah. How is he still alive and the younger priest from this movie totally dead?
Because the younger priest jumped out the fucking window onto his neck.
I'm talking about in real life.
Oh, spoilers, guys. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. We just watched it.
Jump straight to the end.
We're going to get our shit together.
Yeah, we'll figure out how to do this in a second.
So many people that have never seen The Exorcist listen.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I think I'm the last person to have not seen The Exorcist.
This was one, though, that like I remember seeing it in Blockbuster and thinking, like, is this? But it's like this one and Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like they have this.
I'm
like,
never watching that.
Oh
movie.
My! Yes, you're gonna watch it.
If
yes.
you're doing this
hey,
show, you will.
Listener, we're gonna watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's gonna be awesome. I recently watched. Anyways, it's like everybody had heard of it. All I'd heard of it was terrifying. Oh my gosh! It's like it has this aura about it.
Yeah.
You know. And I don't. I mean, maybe if I saw it in '73, it would have. But
well, this would have been a very very cruel joke. But I seriously thought about putting one of the Exorcist prequels in the box of the original Exorcist and making you watch that.
Why?
Just as a fucking prank. But really, I would realize that would be torture for us, too.
Yeah, that would
and
be a horror.
And we couldn't do that. So we decided to show up with the real movie.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I also realized, and this is something I learned also while watching The French Connection, but
also directed by William Friedkin.
I haven't seen that.
Right. Yep. It's a good movie, but it's a 70s
picture,
movie. And
amazing
70s
car
movies,
chase.
That's what
yes.
I heard.
Yep. 70s movies have a very, I would say, broken standard of what beauty is.
Yes.
There are a lot of ugly women movie stars and ugly
Sweet
men,
Lord.
Too.
Yes. Okay. Thank yeah. you
I thought you were going to say they were boring and slow. But no. Right to
there's an argument to be made for that, too. But yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm judging every woman every day, every time.
And men.
But I mean, yeah.
And
like,
men.
But Gene Hackman, Dustin Hoffman, these guys are not attractive. Dustin Hoffman was pretty great.
There were a lot of actors in this movie that looked like both of those actors.
Yeah.
Like, at least twice we were like, is that Gene Hackman? Yeah. It is not Gene Hackman.
And they were different people in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gene Hackman is not.
So, like, I don't know. I don't love 70s movies, but I would say this cinematography on this shit looked legit. It was actually pretty good for a
70s movie.
It did,
yeah. It looked very, I don't know the words, but it looked good.
Well, aside from the two leads, can we talk about how all the other men sounded the exact same?
And they all looked the same, and they were basically saying the same thing.
Yeah, there were a lot of very boring white men in this movie.
We don't know what's going on. But, I mean, I think maybe that's part of it.
I only paused when you said a lot of very boring white men because I don't remember any other ethnicity in the movie. Am I wrong about that? It's a very white movie.
It is a very white movie. Yeah. Well, wait a second. We have the director. The director in the movie, not the director of
the
movie.
Yeah,
but
he's Jewish.
You mean Burke?
He's still white.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Yeah, there's no black people in this movie.
Dude, this is getting very weird. I have this literature I want you to read on stormfront.com. No, we're not doing that, Clint.
Okay.
There is, in the book, there's a lot of talk of, like, different, there are people from different parts of Europe, and they call some people some Nazis and stuff.
Well, there's an interaction in the kitchen.
The only different ethnicity is in Iraq.
Where the hell is Max von Sydow from in real life? Is he British?
I don't know.
Max von Sydow, the Stallone-looking motherfucker?
No, that's Lee.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. He is from Sweden. And he looks it, too. He looks like a Swedish demagogue.
Mm-hmm. And we also talked a lot about how, you know, von Sydow basically gets top billing in this movie, and he's only in it for about 20 minutes.
Like, I don't know, man.
A little bit more of him in the director's cut.
Yeah, there's 20 minutes up top that make no sense. And then, like,
he's just kind of walking around Iraq being scared of things.
Yeah, should have started that movie at the zoom in of Georgetown.
Okay.
There should have been no shit in Iraq.
I could have taken a couple of minutes of Iraq stuff.
Why? What is that? Nah, what does that do? There's nothing there.
It's in the book.
Mm-hmm. And we also just don't have enough movies that just open up in Iraq.
Right.
But, you know.
And it is actually Iraq, too.
Is it really?
They filmed it in Iraq.
They did film it in Iraq. Okay. They had to give the Iraqi government a copy of The French Connection to do it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's all they wanted was a free copy.
I mean, and some other stuff, too, but I don't know very much about that. This is when I like to pretend that I know a lot of stuff. And
that was also before the tension started building in Iraq.
Sure,
yes. And that's interesting, too. Like, I think it kind of dates the movie a little bit. Not a bad way. It's just interesting.
All I want to say right now is Argo, fuck yourself.
I love that movie.
Oh, yeah, I loved it, too. Mm-hmm.
Was that Iraq? That was Iraq. Iran.
It was Iran.
It was Iran.
But they're...
Yeah, don't say they're the same country.
I'm sorry. What was that? Were you Iran?
Iran
so far away?
All night. Oh, okay. I don't know what song I'm singing.
We both went to two different Iran songs. Nice.
Uh-huh. I just want to go ahead and apologize because things like that pop into my head all the time, and I sometimes can control them and sometimes I cannot.
What do we need to, Jennifer, you paid more attention to the Iraq shit than we did. What do we need to know from Iraq with the story?
I don't know. I don't know how the demon got to Washington.
They don't explain that.
They
and
don't.
I thought they were
and
going
to. And I kind of am glad that they don't, because I think any explanation would be like, what, did he like hook onto somebody's suitcase and like get on a plane or like crawl? Yeah. You know, I don't want to know that.
It's like the same question as The Dark Knight Rises. Batman right. was out in the desert. He escaped. How the fuck did he get back to Gotham? How the fuck did this demon right. get to Georgetown? And how many coincidences happened to get that same priest that encountered him in Iraq all the way to Georgetown to treat this possessed girl?
They have their...
Do they explain that in the
fates
book?
Fates are intertwined. No.
Okay, so this is just fate happening.
I mean, I think the demon would have like fucked with people regardless.
Yeah,
I think
he just happened to travel around the world to DC to do it, or Georgetown.
Yeah, I mean, Todd definitely has
it
a point. If you just
say.
Opened in Georgetown, it would solve all these problems.
Yeah,
yeah,
because none of that shit makes
yeah,
any sense.
I don't know. I think it's.
I mean, for a movie.
So the only thing I could think is like he's actually digging stuff and like excavating. So if he found, because there's the part where he finds the little head of Pazuzu. And
like, Pazuzu Zuzu is Pazuzu? His name. His last name is Zuzu. Zuzu Pazuzu Zuzu.
Zuzu.
table for two under Zuzuzu. Mr. Pazuzu Zuzu. Mm. Are you there?
Say, so anyways, I have a question.
So he like did. Oh, did you really have a question?
Why is a priest going on archaeological digs?
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
To find demons to like unleash.
Okay,
I'm
because
sorry.
It seems like a lot of priests in this movie have side jobs.
So yeah. Okay, so if you think about like, okay, this is when I'm going to say shit that I don't really know is true or not, but like,
go with it.
So in The Omen, your favorite movie, they dig stuff up and like overseas too. So I think maybe in the 70s there was, I don't know. Okay, you're
well,
have to cut
The
this
Omen
out.
Probably
I don't
just
know what
ripped
I'm
off
about.
This movie, yeah? I can't remember maybe. What came first. We should know this. I'm sure we have so
I've got a
many
timeline
horror
in
buffs
my
just
101 horror movies.
Being livid right now.
Yeah. We should,
I know. Yeah. Hey, don't come here for facts, people.
Well, yeah. We have many episodes where we're going to correct.
Yeah, we'll fix this.
We'll
stuff.
Correct everything that you're wrong about. So.
And we'll,
that
if
I'm
you
wrong
like,
about,
we'll
yeah.
give
sorry,
you like our
that
Twitters
we're wrong
and
about.
Stuff.
No,
yeah.
I own it. I don't know. Hey, yeah. I like to talk a lot of shit. I don't know if I'm always right.
Okay, so
but
while she's looking that up.
76
so
was The Omen.
Okay.
73 was The Exorcist.
Okay,
the
okay.
Omen was
yeah,
an original
was.
Screenplay. I do not think it was a book because I would have read it if it was.
That's fair.
So anyways, like the only thing I can think to connect to Iraq is that he's excavating this thing, and by pulling it out of a rock, that's what lets it out.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true or not.
That makes
because
no
supposedly,
sense
like in the book, he's battled Pazuzu before, but they don't talk about that at all. So well, I don't know. Yeah, well, I guess they could have left the Iraq part out.
But. Well, we're going to talk about this a lot as we dive into this, but there straight up feels like there are scenes missing from this movie. You know,
I think Clint wasn't paying 100%
no,
attention.
No, I was
no.
totally
no,
paying attention.
No,
like,
I completely agree. There were times where she was, the mom runs into the room dressed like a man in every scene. She runs into the room and like the possession starts to do women's clothes.
She has some long hair, man.
I mean, I get it. She's a single mom. She doesn't want to confuse the daughter about where's my father figure. So she's just taking on both roles. I get it. But
or
she's
an actress that a famous actress is trying to disguise herself for most of the movie. She always has a
or
scarf.
Or she wanted short hair.
She always has a pretentious scarf.
I just
want to
run my fingers through it and go.
So they would like cut in the middle of a scene where like the daughter is like attacking her,
yeah.
telling her to lick her, and then punches her down to the floor. And then it cuts to a priest running around a track.
Yeah, I
what
don't think they
the
showed a
last
time
of
that?
That
well either.
It
yeah.
does cut away in the middle of scenes, you're right. And there are also, I mean, you know, okay, so getting to the first round of tests at the doctor's office, I do not remember seeing any sort of indication that,
like,
that something's
go
going wrong with the girl. Yeah,
yeah,
it just sort of opens with that. And she's like, okay, she's
checkup.
Acting kind of weird. And I'm like,
yeah.
well, when did we see that? I don't
we
think
didn't.
We saw that.
Yeah, we
and
didn't see that.
Later on, we see a scene with the what is the priest's name? The one that looks like Stallone, the main character.
Karras.
What is his name?
Father Karras.
Father Karras. So yeah. Father Karras is discussing how his mother died, and we just saw her alive in the previous scene. Yeah. So I'm like, well, when the hell did that happen? So there are definitely some.
I hate to jump around, but like,
no, we're gonna bit.
Okay, so sorry guys,
we'll get back to it.
I have to bring back up the first time we see the doctor, because the doctor into his office, which is way too big for one doctor's office.
Is this the race car doctor?
Yes, the race car doctor, and he is. I'll call him the main doctor because he's in every doctor scene, but there's like nine clones.
They're
of
all
him
the
all
same
over the
doctor,
place.
Except for that one lady.
Anyway, so in
I
that
did
scene,
not know this because you're right. They all look the same.
They all look exactly the same.
Maybe that's intentional.
So in one scene, he's smoking right into her face.
Well, that's what
excuse
they do.
Excuse me, man. What if I give you cancer?
He's traumatized from when she told him to stay away from her.
No. So okay. That line.
Did
specifically,
I really just say that?
That line specifically, by the way, super hot the way you said it.
Can we bring up my favorite line? Because this is the only note that I made.
Is it the get your fingers off of my cunt?
No, this is it. When the doctor is talking to the mom and she says, the problem is not her bed, it's her brain. But I think we're maybe jumping ahead a little because you're talking about the first.
So I'm talking about the first time they meet. She talks to the doctor and the doctor's like, has he ever said any profanities or whatever? And she's like, no, never. Well, she let loose a pretty big string or whatever. And then the mom's like, well, what'd she say? And the doctor, what was the, get your hand off?
Get your hand away. I don't remember.
It was like, get your hand away
get
from
your
my.
Get your damn hands off her.
No, yeah. It wasn't that.
It was definitely the C word.
Yeah, it was get your hands away from my cunt or whatever.
Yeah.
So if your doctor self-identifies as a pedophile, you should not laugh and be like, that's so funny. Yeah, I was like horrified.
Like,
Why were your
hands near that?
I know, like, so maybe don't molest my daughter.
Or you say, and it was weird because I didn't have my hands on her at the time or anywhere near
that,
her.
But that was not identified at
no,
all.
No, it wasn't. It he was like, smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. It just seemed like he was a doctor for the U.S. female gymnastic team and like
too
no one was calling him on a show. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
But the whole point was she had not, we as audience members had not seen any sort of episode that she had of bizarre behavior leading up to that.
And I don't remember in the book, like I think maybe she peed on the rug before she went to the doctor.
Yeah.
Or she was just acting weird.
And every doctor is stupid in this movie.
Oh,
let's just get
so
that
dumb.
I mean, you know, what was the first diagnosis? Was it nerves? She's just acting weird because it's nerves.
They put her on Ritalin.
She's going through adolescence.
Yeah, which
you know.
Kids are crazy though. Like kids do weird stuff. That's what one thing I thought was interesting is that nobody believed her for the longest time. You know,
well, she's a woman and it's
a single 70s. Woman, yeah. And she has a child.
So, well, if I learned anything, it's that being a single mother causes possession in this movie.
So do you guys think that this would have been a much better movie if it were maybe like an hour and a half or two, even 2 hours?
Should we have watched the director, the theatrical cut?
Well,
the director's
there's
cut?
Only 10 to 15 minutes added to the director's cut. And so the theatrical cut's around 2:15, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So
I still feel like even with the longer cut, there are still some scenes missing, though.
And it also takes forever for the main characters to get together.
Yeah.
So the first hour and a half, honestly, of this movie is just sort of character examination. We just get to see them off on their own, what their lives are like. We get to see Father Karras by himself a lot. There's a lot of walking around in this movie.
A lot of walk. It's like an Aaron Sorkin movie.
Yeah. Except without
except
the snippy
there's
dialogue.
Not talking.
Right.
I don't know. I don't think it would have been a better movie if it were, because I think what this movie is
a character piece.
Yeah.
Probably.
And what makes it good and what makes it an actually scary movie is that they are real characters. They're real people. Like, you spend a lot of time with Father Karras being sad about his mom, and like a lot of time with Chris, like showing that she really loves her daughter and they are happy, and that Reagan is like a normal person and they have a good life. And I think that's what makes movies scary, if it's not just like a movie with kill and kill and kill and kill. You
I'm
know,
gonna go
it's,
ahead and disagree with you on they had a happy life though.
They she, did. She no, wanted. She was gonna
well,
get
they,
a pony.
Please.
Yeah, they did before please. She started acting crazy.
But because they're real people, that's what makes it scary when all this crazy shit happens. But here's the thing about this movie. You have to really watch it. You know, you have to listen, you have to pay attention, you have to really like give yourself over to it, you know. And if you're not, And it's really easy to make a ton of jokes at the beginning of this movie, especially in like 28, was it 18 now? Yeah. Like,
Jesus.
What like, because it's is not it? The kind of movie that we're used to anymore. Like, the pacing right. of this movie is older.
That
and
is
so
true.
We're yes. used to, like, all the shit happening right at the beginning, and there's, like, an establishing kill at the beginning, mm-hmm. and then, like, the secret kill that nobody knows about yet.
Like, A Quiet Place that we all, well,
no,
Todd
I have
see,
not
but,
seen that. I will
have
never
you not
seen
that.
It?
I
haven't
oh,
seen
I thought
it
you have. Okay. No. We'll talk about it later. You're but right. Yeah. It's definitely building to this epic third act where the tension is so high because you really, really give a shit about everybody.
Right.
Except for maybe
right.
Max von Sydow. And I really, really thought that he should have been in the movie more. And he shows up at the very end and I'm yeah. like, all right, I don't really know this dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so charismatic. You just kind of roll with it anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, he,
I don't know.
He,
I think if he had been in it more, he would have taken away from Karis or added a whole bunch more that we didn't need, but I don't know. He's
sure.
like the somebody's coming to save the day kind of thing, like the
sure.
restoration of order.
He's the title,
you know?
And it's
he
not
is,
called
yeah.
The Exorcism, it's The Exorcist, so
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, the first time I watched this was with a group of girls at a slumber party and
pillow fight.
That sounds so hot.
Oh, it was not.
I feel like I
the
know
old,
most of the girls
yes,
that were
Clint
yeah, yeah.
and I were in youth group together.
Wait. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
How old were you guys?
Okay.
Like 15? Yeah.
Oh, I'm
16?
Out. Okay. I'm out.
Uh-huh. That's good.
I'm
that's
out.
A good thing.
No, I'm not doing
that's a good
this.
Thing.
I'm not going to jail today, Jared.
Yeah.
Not with a recording of it.
no, anyway. No, it's not just because of, well, it's not because of that.
So this is basically the story of my life when I try to get people to watch horror movies with me. I'm like, yes, this is going to be awesome. We're going to get so scared. Mm-hmm. And I put a movie on and nobody takes it seriously. And they're all just laughing. They're like, oh, this is so stupid. And so nobody liked it. And they were kind of, I don't know. I thought it, I
and
gave
then you became
in
a
and
loner
thought it was funny.
And became depressed. And
yeah, man.
And that led you to here.
It did.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Found my people, except for Todd.
Well,
oh.
Well, look.
Not,
oh. This is a slow
I'm
movie.
I'm sorry. That was really mean. It
this is
a slow movie.
Movie. It's to watch that. Well, I mean, if I tried to watch this when I was.
But and that's yeah. why I think this movie is not like it's one that people talk about a lot, but mm-hmm. I don't feel like people watch it that much anymore.
Probably
know?
Not. They show it so many times around Halloween.
Yeah, and they play the music a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't think people watch
actually
it
sit down
that
and watch
oh, yeah.
it.
I have
yeah.
not
I
seen it.
I recognize that music, and I've never seen the movie.
Okay. Yeah. Even in our town, they show. We have a couple of like indie house theaters here,
yeah.
and they show them. They show it.
There.
Not the part two so much.
I hear the part two is a bag of shit.
It's actually kind of amazing. You should see it.
I guess ultimately what I learned is that puberty is very, very hard for women.
It is.
Yeah.
And another thing that we haven't even talked about is Ouija boards are never a good idea.
Yep.
Never
I feel like
allow
that's
a Ouija board in your house. Because that's how all
them.
Of this started.
Like right in 2018, Ouija boards are like sort of like, oh, God, they're using a Ouija board in a horror movie. But like back
yeah.
then, was it like the first time you ever saw them?
I don't know.
I legit
Maybe.
Remember my dad having a conversation with us that we were not to be at a party with a Ouija board.
Yes.
Which sounds ridiculous
yeah,
right
but
now.
But it's true.
But
you
yeah, like
not,
I remember
yeah.
growing up and that was like a thing. He was very
yeah.
against it.
I think you can actually get divorced if somebody brings a Ouija board into the house.
I do remember my dad once saying, claiming that Ouija boards didn't work in his presence.
Okay, that's just, what kind of fucking father did you have?
My dad
have
was great, man. He was great.
On another podcast. Get into
yeah.
that.
I just don't feel like there's ever a good outcome with a Ouija board.
No,
like it's
no.
never your lost loved one that you wanted to talk to.
No,
you never get any answers.
It's always
it's never
Pazuzu,
who you think.
Zuzu.
It's Pazuzu or like.
Didn't anybody watch The Craft?
No.
Did they use
oh,
Ouija board
you
in The Craft?
Craft. Oh, I'm sure, right? I thought they
yeah,
used
the
I thought they used
good.
One for like a good chunk of that movie.
I don't but. Remember that.
Why do you watch The Craft at your sleepover?
Because that was too girly of a movie for me.
You should have watched yeah. Lolita.
Okay. So
Todd makes
yeah. So we talked a lot. We did talk a lot about you know, what it would be like to watch this movie in the 70s in theaters when, you know, because there were so many knockoffs of
yeah.
this movie for
I'll
the
say
last
this,
40 years.
I do think I would have been a lot more scared if we had watched this in a theater. Even
I
today.
Agree.
If
because
we had
you
watched,
have to pay attention, you can't joke so much.
And
I'm
I
sorry.
Was
mm-hmm. interrupting.
I was hardcore joking around at the beginning of this movie
yes,
because
he was.
Like I was very nervous and like
he
I didn't
like
want to be be scared. But like when it got more serious towards the end, I shut up and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Seriously, yeah, you got really quiet. Yeah. And Everybody did.
I put my phone down. Like
I counted like 5 jokes about the blue walls.
I mean, I guess so we're in Georgetown, if we're like trying to go back
a little bit.
Yeah. We get into a pattern here that goes on for a while, which is basically the girl has a new episode, everybody flips out, her mother's hysterical, and then she takes her back for more tests.
Yeah, they go to the doctors like 4 or 5 times. Yeah. Rapid
and
fire.
And it's terrifying things that they're doing.
Oh my God.
Clearly not. That is the scariest part of the movie.
The tracheotomy thing or whatever they're doing.
Whatever,
knock her out at all?
No. That was all for
insane.
Effect too. It should be noted for listeners that we actually watched this with another friend in the room who is a surgeon.
Yeah.
Who will be guesting on the show later. But
I'm sure.
He actually had to run because he had a surgery to go to.
Yeah, he was on call.
He was watching. He was like, what the fuck?
He's like, why did they not knock this bitch out? And we're like, yo, she's 12.
Yeah. So he's like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, in any of the doctor scenes, he had no idea what was going on. So.
Well, but that's the thing. Like, nobody actually believes in possession anymore. Like, that was, like, the doctors didn't believe it. The priest didn't believe it.
No, the
only one who believed
it was the doctor's
idea.
They did,
and that was weird. But they were like, there's this thing that's probably stupid, but maybe
there's this witch doctor because we're out of ideas.
Yeah. All 80 of us.
That really was like,
she said we've been to 88 doctors.
Yeah. 88 doctors. Yeah. Well, she is super rich and famous. Like, I was trying to think of like the modern day, like if Reese Witherspoon's kid got possessed or something, like would she really be sitting? I thought that
you didn't want to pick like a movie star.
Wow.
Hey, Reese Witherspoon's a hometown hero of ours, but
hey,
like
we share a boyfriend.
I'm sorry.
Damn.
You're Eskimo sisters with Reese
is
Witherspoon?
Is that what it is? Yes, I am. I mean, supposedly.
Wait.
You got to tell us who the guy
is
now.
Hang on 1 second.
Is it Ryan Phillippe? Did you go out with Ryan Phillippe?
Did you fuck Ryan Phillippe? You fucked Antitrust? Sorry.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Studio 54. Dude's only got like 4 movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
he's
in
that war movie.
It was enough to get up inside them guts, though. And that's all that matters.
Okie doke.
Tell your friends
I'm
single.
Hang out there for
physical reactions from Jennifer.
So. I honestly cannot remember what
we were talking about.
Talking about.
Doctors. Yeah, what would happen to Reese Witherspoon?
Right. Well, what I was talking about was just I just laughed so hard in that scene where she really was sitting in like a boardroom of doctors and was like, none of you can do anything.
Yeah.
And so I know we joke about it. I really love this movie. I know I'm giving it a lot of shit right now, but I'm still a fan.
Well, and I think what's good about this movie is like you can. Reading the book too, like you really can connect to Chris because how terrifying would that be? You know, like you're having all of this terrible shit happening to your daughter in a doctor's office and they still don't know anything, you know?
Yeah.
Like sticking shit in her neck. And every time they're like, well, it's clear. We don't know, you know?
And the most fictitious thing about this movie is that, you know, a movie star would actually care about her kids.
Right.
But that's for another time.
Wow.
The nanny should be the real star of this movie.
The nanny.
The nanny cracked me up.
The nanny who rage quits at the end. Yeah. She's like,
you're like, are you sure you won't change your mind?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, I'm definitely never working for you again.
No, but I do think that's one thing. When I was reading the book, and I don't want to be that one who's like, well, when you're a parent, everything is way more serious. But like that is like a really scary thing. Like something happens to your kid and you can't do anything about it and you don't even know what to do, you know?
So from which character's perspective is the book following?
It's exactly like the movie.
Okay.
Not exactly, but like, you know.
Because I did feel like there were some other characters that were underdeveloped. What was there was the third priest.
Dyer,
is that his name?
Yes.
Okay, because he only was in maybe 2 or 3 scenes in the movie.
He's not really in the book amount.
The gay priest.
He's super gay.
I did
seems
not say
quite
that.
Quite gay.
Yeah, he's
not that there's anything wrong with that, but he was running that dinner party like a boss.
Yeah, man.
He really was.
I remember reading that book and watching it, and I was like, I want to go to a dinner party. People
with
don't
a
have
gay
dinner
priest.
Parties
yep.
anymore.
And then he's putting Father Karras to bed.
Yeah.
Yep. Wanting to massage his feet and stuff.
That was
weird.
But
I think the point of that was just to show like that Karras is a person and he gets to talk about his mom with him and you just like it just humanizes him.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure, and he's definitely okay with alternate sexualities, which is very forward-thinking in the 70s.
Also, do you think Father Karras would have gone to a dinner party? No. So then there's no connection to any kind of priests.
That would have been a very funny scene for him to have.
It's like when Jon Snow goes to a dinner party.
A little bit. So, you know. Okay, so yeah. So I guess this is the pattern that we're in, the we were talking about earlier. And so occasionally we break away to see more and more of Father Karras and more about his life.
Yes.
And so when does the movie start to break away from that pattern?
When they come together. When she
meets him on the bridge and she's got the black eye because her daughter beat her and told her, like, she was stabbing herself in the...
That was definitely a scene where they added more in the director's cut.
Yes, like with the blood from it on her face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Could
and
you
like
imagine
shoving
that were your child that happened?
In her... area
and then saying lick me and then I'm punched like, her in the face.
We were all having
like, I laughed.
The same
like,
reaction.
Honestly, a lot of that in my mind, I was like, how did they get this actress to do this? And
well, a lot of it was a body double.
Was it?
I think. Yeah.
I mean,
definitely had a body double.
Because she's 12. Yeah. Like she, I mean, she, the
apparently
actress may
it was
not be 12,
kind of
she
a
might,
deal
she was
because
young.
Like they when it came out to promote it, they like talked about how what's her name Linda. Not Linda Hamilton, Linda something.
Linda Blair.
That
yeah,
she
yeah,
did
yeah.
everything. And oh, she's probably going to have a terrible life now. And she's, I really don't know what I'm talking about. So if I'm wrong, please correct me. But she didn't. And the body double actually sued, I think, to try to get some credit. And the voice actor that did a lot of like
Marlon
when she was
Brando.
Talking. Yeah, all the saying stuff. Mercedes somebody.
I don't even know. It sounds so much like Marlon Brando.
Yeah, kind of. Well, she would like drink like raw eggs and like do all smoke a whole bunch and try to get her voice all
now
lower.
That is commitment.
And she was actually in AA and she was sober and the director wanted her to do it. And she's like, well, I'm going to have to start drinking again if I do this role. And she did it because the director was like, well, okay.
She relapsed for this movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm just saying all this stuff and I hope it's true.
We'll confirm it on the
please
on the
correct
mini
me,
episode.
Our listener.
I do know that Linda Blair is a really, really good sport and she goes to all the conventions. I've seen her multiple times.
Lots of them try to say this isn't a horror movie.
Oh, that's
really
fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's like acclaimed and like horror movies aren't supposed to get awards.
I mean, Linda Blair's still working.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not like knocking
she
blockbuster movies out of the park, but she's still working.
And she got some Lifetime
on Lifetime
movies.
Yeah.
I think about those Lifetime movies sometimes, and I think, man, when I'm a movie star, I'm just going to slum it on all those Lifetime movies. You never have to worry about ratings.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. You're never going to get nominated for anything, so you can just like cash
you're
going
to take
check,
the Christian Chenoweth model to being famous. Yeah.
I actually knew.
Kristen Chenoweth.
So do I. Kristen Chenoweth's amazing.
Oh, you both love her. Okay.
She can sing. She's got a smoking hot body. God.
I actually know a Lifetime writer in LA.
I would disappoint her nightly.
And I asked him a lot of questions the first time I found out what he did. And it was like everything you would have hoped for. Yeah. He's just like, yeah, no, it doesn't matter. Like, I could just write whatever.
Mother May I Sleep With podcast where they watch Lifetime movies.
How many times can McDreamy save Christmas?
Hey, Rob Lowe. How many times can Rob Lowe save Christmas?
That's right.
His mother played by Delta Burke. I don't know what we can do. Kirstie Alley getting in there. Getting
there's
in there
a lot
somewhere.
Of women with cupcake stores. Then their stories need to be told, you know? They count too.
Oh my
we need
God.
To make like a we need to make like a Lifetime movie version of a horror movie.
Yeah, it's called Mother May I Sleep With Danger.
Is that a real movie?
Yeah, there are all of the ones where like the lady meets like a creepy guy,
Didn't
or like the Scott Peterson version of something.
In the first episode of this or episode zero, we said we were not doing things that weren't theatrically released. We are not doing a Lifetime.
We are not doing.
I'm not going to be able to handle it.
We are not doing a picture starring Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Thiessen.
Yeah, he says it weird. Right?
I say Thiessen. What do you guys say?
Thiessen.
I honestly just say Kelly Kapowski because her life hasn't mattered since she stopped.
Valerie.
Valerie who?
From 90210.
I never watched that.
And The Ladies' Man? Didn't you see that movie?
No.
I'm out.
I saw it, but doesn't matter.
Todd.
He needs, you know what? You need to be edumacated.
Wow.
Through all the genres.
Saxophone.
All right. Saxophone.
Where the fuck are we?
So let's talk about the cultural significance of this movie.
Please.
I'm kidding. Oh. No, but it was like this was the original Dare movie, you know? like they had ambulances outside and like
see,
people
now, is
were
that
like
really
freaking
true?
Out. That is true.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty because
it's on the IMDb page, so it has to be true.
I can say this, like when I watched The Omen, I was much more religious, much more spiritual. So like those kind of things really affected me. And yeah. Now I know God is dead and there's nothing real in life, but like whatever.
Heyo.
No, I'm just joking. Believe what you want to believe. But it doesn't affect me like it used to. So like yeah. watching this, I was like, well, that's clearly split pea soup.
Because I told you it was split pea
well,
soup.
Yeah.
Right?
But like, yeah. But right. I mean, it's just
stealing the material.
Yeah. But well, okay, but look, yeah. Also,
I
how many movies
freak out.
Come out now? Like there are a billion right. movies. You can watch movies on your phone. You know, they're and like really scary, really horrifying shit too. You know, like this was a
yeah. Apparently, we're gonna get into all that
maybe once or twice yes. a year if we're lucky. Yeah, I mean, A Quiet Place, which we won't talk about yet, but that really.
I don't think
Gerald's Game.
I don't
okay,
think
I haven't
can
watched
see
Gerald's
that
Game yet. Was that this year though, or last
year? Probably
last year.
What about okay. Truth or Dare? That one looked really scary.
Yeah, we'll go check that out. Sure.
I mean, horrifying.
We have Hereditary coming
sorry.
Out.
I don't know.
I don't
yes.
know if you're, I don't know if you're ready, oh. ready for that, Todd. But like, we're gonna go see it and have a dandy old time.
It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. So.
But anyway,
I don't
so, want like,
to do any right. of these movies.
Back, like this movie was like people hadn't seen this stuff before. You know. Yeah.
And we should also note that back in the 70s. They would probably have maybe one movie out for 3 weeks.
Right.
And then, you know, so I really want to look at the inflation adjusted list while we're still.
I can look it up.
Yeah. Let's yeah. check that out. Cause I want to see how much money it would have made if it came out. I want to say it's in the $600 to $700 million range.
Wow.
If it had come out today.
Okay. One thing that I think is interesting, like the book, which I did read, William Peter Blatty wrote it basically to scare people to go back to church.
How'd that work out?
Awesome. You know, for all of us, I'm sure.
Okay. So when it came out, it made domestic lifetime gross was, and this is going to sound super low because, again, it's in the 70s,
right.
but it made
cost a nickel.
$232,906,145.
Which, to be fair, would still be a hit today.
It would.
But especially for a horror movie. What was the budget on it?
It doesn't say. Okay. All-time
it's
adjusted, though.
Big.
Guys, all-time adjusted, it's number 9. So yeah, if you adjust
crazy.
For...
For all inflation. Movies or all horror movies?
All movies.
All time.
Yeah. yeah. So it would have made just over $1 billion if it was adjusted for today's.
And that number. Is higher than... The current domestic champ, Force Awakens, which I think is 950.
Yeah, honestly, the rounding out the top 10 was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah.
And then The Force Awakens is 11.
Is 11? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Which is great. Force yeah. Awakens is a good movie.
Yeah. I liked it. Kylo Ren.
I liked it better than all these fucking shitty movies we're going to have to watch. Not
oh,
scared of.
Okay. You're going to we'll have a good you. Time. I wish that you drank, though. Or
why?
Did drugs. Because it would be a lot funnier. I mean, I saw all these probably hopped up on a little something. But.
Wow.
You know what? The Exorcist is good.
It is
sober.
Good. Well, one thing that's interesting about The Exorcist. Exorcist.
The Exorcist.
is that, like. Like super hardcore religious people love it, and Satanists love it too.
Oh, that's true. We all come together.
It
on
does.
This.
It does yeah. bring together the community.
No, but it's interesting. Like, because what I was saying, not very interestingly, but that he wrote it to try to scare people back into church. But then that Friedkin was not looking at it that way. He just wanted to make a scary movie. So it was very like they kind of were at odds, and that's why I think it's a good balanced movie. Hmm. You know, like I don't think it. I don't know. I'm going to say it's not overly religious, but it is, but it's not. I don't think it like hammers religion into you.
I don't
know?
Think so. I definitely did not have those types of thoughts watching it.
But I
didn't for sure.
You didn't. Yeah. yeah, right. But I yeah. think
but
that
we're also
another
not
type
at all.
Of person yeah. might, yeah. you know, and might think, well, I got to go to church now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I did like the scene at the very end, and it was added into the director's cut where they were talking about why these things happen and said, I think it's to make us despair. And I think that's interesting.
I still don't think when the old priest, whatever his name is,
Marin,
because right before when Karis is downstairs and the mom comes in over and is like, is my daughter gonna die? And he says,
yeah.
not today, or whatever he says.
in the Vin Diesel voice.
Yeah. That's when he decides to go.
Yeah. Kill himself more or less, or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
Basically.
So he goes.
Well, he doesn't know
there.
He's going to do that. Yeah.
Right.
That's I get, or maybe that's debatable.
I don't. I don't
think he has any idea.
I don't think so no. either.
And it's a little unclear how Marin dies too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Less clear, or more clear in the book.
They just go up there, and or Karras goes up there and he's dead, but not like beaten to death or anything like that. He looks like he just fell asleep.
He had like a heart attack, I think.
And she's over
really?
The corner of the bed.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
It doesn't say.
What does it say in the book?
Some. It doesn't say.
Oh, it doesn't say.
It's
okay.
Exactly like that. They just find him dead.
Yeah. So and there's like a lot. Attack. There are plenty
like chest
of references.
He was having
yes,
chest pains and he's
him.
Taking that medicine, yeah. Which I think was methamphetamines. But
methamphetamine.
But I mean, but the Catholic Church was wrong because people brought up the fact that he might have been too old, and he for yeah. sure was.
Yeah.
But who died. Else has experience doing it? He was the only one.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, and Father Karras wasn't that old, and he died too.
That's well, true. But that was he Superman.
Yeah. Okay.
Out
so
the
like you
like
can
that,
see like when the mm-hmm. demon comes into him, like he's looking at her, and he's
so the
he could
demon
kill her,
came
but
inside
he, like,
him.
Yeah. Did you not see that?
Oh, oh
nailed it.
You know what?
So he.
How do we let him on this?
I'll say this, for the 70s, the special effects were pretty good at that point.
I think yeah. it holds up very well
yeah.
for
I do too.
It to be, what is it, 45 years old,
yeah.
I think?
And I think one of the reasons it holds 73? Up pretty well is because it did not try to overreach for the time. Like, they knew what the technology was and they stuck to it. And they weren't trying. Like, a lot of movies from like the early 2000s that try and do like computer generated graphics look horrible.
Yes. Mm. Well, so the spider walk where she walks down the stairs, apparently that was cut out from the original, which partly I think because it was really messed up, and two, because you could yeah. really clearly see the wires.
Fair
and
enough.
Now we have the technology to edit.
Yeah, that was the first time in the movie where I was like, what the fuck?
Right. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Very uncomfortable with that.
And I don't know if the flashes of the face were in the original.
Oh, yeah?
Because I remember when this came out, like, they remastered it and released it in theaters, and I think I may have gone to see it. I don't remember. But I think a lot of that stuff was added in, or maybe I wasn't paying attention the first mm-hmm. time.
You're probably so, making yeah. out with Ryan Phillippe.
That may have been where I was, behind the Nippers Corner Theater. Or was that you?
Hey, yo.
Well, I mean, I was often back there making out with people.
You
well,
live
so
close
in
to Nippers
book.
Corner right now.
Huh?
Yeah. Don't you live in close to
I
Nippers
do live
Corner?
Close to that.
But it's like a Publix now,
it is
right?
A Publix.
People that live outside of our state are like, what the fuck?
Right.
What the fuck is
Nippers
our listener is so
corner.
Confused.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. But no, so the end of the book is a little more hopeful, I feel like, because you know at the very end where you can see his hands moving, you know? And our doctor friend
I don't
like,
remember
still
that
moving.
At all.
He's holding the hand of Father yeah. Dyer. So in the book, Father Dyer is like asking him for his confession and he's saying, "Do you
Father Dyer's the gay priest, right?
Yes. Okay. I'm not going to say that he is gay, but yes, he's
well,
the one that you claim
the
is
priest,
the gay priest."
And you were like, "Yes." So we're yes. going to cut it there and make it sound like you agree with me.
So is it
So Father he's taking his confession.
Is he still talking?
No, he's squeezing his hand for yes.
Oh,
he's saying, do
okay.
you renounce
yeah,
all of your sins?
Yeah,
do you, yeah, saying all the stuff that, you know, one day we will all say. And then he, but so he wouldn't be able to do that if the demon was still in him.
So the demon's gone? The demon
I
went
mean,
somewhere
that's
else?
My reading of it. That's
so
kind
Pazuzu
of like
possessed
my...
out?
Mm-hmm. You just named yourself an episode.
Nailed it. That's definitely going to be the episode title.
Yeah,
the Exorcist. Pazuzu possesses out.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Nailed it. All right.
Anyways, but yeah, so he was like making his confession. I don't know. It was interesting.
He was giving him absolution. I knew what
he
that
was. He
was,
yes.
Yeah,
and
right.
In the book they say, and I saw
so I
like
thought,
a glimmer of hope and desire, like vindication, I think was
yeah.
the word.
So like in my mind, he was doing that, not knowing that he was possessed, but that would have also... like got rid of the demon too, wouldn't it? If the
maybe.
Demon was given absolution, then it would. I don't know. I'm not.
We
Catholic
don't know how all of this works.
So
none of us.
Yeah,
are.
I'm not
a Catholic
about to ask,
scientist.
So what,
I don't know.
Yeah, what happens with absolution within the context of religion if you die before a priest can get to you?
It depends.
I mean,
if
it's
you're
straight
been
to hell
think,
for you.
No, I think
is
you
that,
go to. I think you go to purgatory, which is like a like in between,
and then you
limbo
just kind of hang out until.
Please
something.
Correct us because
yeah,
I don't
honestly,
think any of us know.
Tweet
we're
going to
have the longest. Mini episode ever.
Tweet at us
doing all these.
Do we have a Twitter account?
I set it up while we were doing this.
Did you really?
Did you really? Wow.
That's what I was doing right. on my phone.
We're legit.
We're legit now.
Yeah, we're at Horror Virgin.
Uh oh.
Hey yo.
Which I think works perfectly.
At yep. Horror Virgin.
Yeah.
And just a big, just shitty ass picture of you on there.
Well,
what
no,
are,
it's
do
honestly
for...
just
two
like the blue
up?
Bird yeah. right now because I just set it up.
That's funny. All right.
But yeah.
Yeah, well, please tell us everything we're wrong, because I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a Methodist. Like, you kind of do whatever you want.
Me too.
Because we went to the same church.
Which means we're atheists now.
Yeah. I mean,
very
I grew up Mormon. I grew up very Mormon, and it's
really?
Not. Yeah, it's not
seriously,
like they
had the same reaction.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's,
what are you doing here? Why do we?
There's nothing wrong with being Mormon.
Well,
just,
no,
there's everything.
I'll
wrong
say
with
this:
religion.
Every religion, I think, has a lot of beautiful things in it, and some
that's
fucked
true.
Up things in it, and you overlook the fucked up things
until
you can't, and you leave the church like I did. Mm-hmm. But
they're still after you.
That's not a joke, Clint. They show up at my door at least once a year.
That's why we don't do last names.
Yeah, there's a lot of like. I don't want to say hocus pocus, but like a lot of like supernaturally kind of stuff in a lot of religions. And that's why when I watched like The Omen growing up in Pet Sematary and this, if I was still in that mindset, it would have fucked me up some, I think.
God, Pet Sematary, man. Pet Sematary fucked me up.
Yeah, I made
many
you
years
watch
later
that movie.
In adulthood.
Yeah, so that's the reason why I hate scary movies, because The Omen and Pet Sematary, I fucking can't
Pet Sematary
do it.
Is such a fantastic
I cannot do
book.
It.
You know they're remaking that.
I'm
yes.
out.
Yeah, yeah. I am
out.
Yeah. Michael Clark?
Oh, yeah.
Zero Dark Thirty dude, they're talking about
it. He hasn't signed on yet, but he's,
no, yeah,
they're
he's
talking
in
talk.
Go Rose.
I don't recognize a director. I can't remember who's directing it. But,
I don't know. Mary yeah. Heron directed the first one.
I don't care. Mm-hmm.
Lady director.
We need to make you watch It, too.
Oh,
which
oh,
one? Yeah. I don't want to watch the first one.
No, the remake.
Tim Curry.
Make him watch
okay,
Tim
so
watch
what I was going to tell you, you may have heard this. They're talking about Jessica Chastain is clearly going to be Beth.
She's so
have you heard of
hot.
The other people they're talking to?
Yes, like that was Bill what I was going to tell you. Bill Hader, which I think is another like Jessica Chastain, like everybody. But James McAvoy.
I don't know if McAvoy will. I don't know. But
I
if Chastain, like if
Chastain
gets
he's not on my list, but he's a
I love James. I have loved St. James McAvoy since the Children of Dune.
Yeah. I thought Chastain was a stretch.
I don't know that's a...
It's a sci-fi original miniseries. That's how OG I am.
Jessica Chastain would be perfect, and she's worked with a director before.
And
well, that's what I meant.
Gorgeous.
I just meant it was a stretch in the sense that I thought maybe she was a little too big for that type of movie.
Oh,
but
no,
then,
they're going for it, man.
Because she made Mama, so I'm like, okay, yeah. She really likes that guy. What?
What's
Jessica
name?
Chastain, man.
Oh, I forgot. We went, we did.
Ooh, baby.
We did one of our last podcasts of our other show. This motherfucker over here would not shut up.
She's
about,
hot, man.
I'm actually kind of seeing somebody that looks like her right now.
She is my fave,
not
dude.
Tall,
like,
really?
She would be on my list for sure.
He has a thing for redheads.
I don't care that she's over 40. Like, I'm into it. Let's do it. Old chicks, no tricks.
Okay.
Over 40.
Settle down.
That old.
All right. So, what else do we want to talk about? The Exorcist. I'll say, this.
I think we need to talk about the patriarchy.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I think there should be a section of the patriarchy.
This is when Jennifer puts her feminism glasses on.
Mm-hmm. We can talk about how the woman totally disappeared when things got good.
No, absolutely.
That,
I was going to point
happened.
That out.
That straight up happened.
So it's about a single mom and a daughter, and then when the daughter gets sick or possessed, it's
sick.
It's all air about how the woman can't handle it.
That
and
is
she
not
has
what
to,
it's
has
about.
To call in over 80-something men
yeah, has
to
help
and one lady
proper.
Doctor.
And one was there a lady doctor?
There was
doctor
a lady doctor.
There were no lady doctors in the
70s. I think she should 70s. Go to a psychiatrist.
I think you mispronounced nurse.
Hey, yo.
Fuck you.
That's true. There was
a male
nurse in that movie, too. There was a female and a male
there
nurse.
There was a man nurse.
Yeah,
yes.
I was like, hey, you almost
I think
a
he was an x-ray technician, though.
Oh, excuse me.
Because he's a man.
Yeah.
He has
I
someone
see
only
so men can't
associate.
Be nurses.
Hey, guys, I just want to say my mom is a nurse, and nurses are the greatest.
She definitely does disappear, though.
Yeah.
Like when she
you
was
don't
the,
see
the
last 30
minutes. I don't think it's because she's a woman.
No,
it's
I don't think
it's
so.
Her
it's
her daughter, and it's terrifying.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure. Yeah.
That's like he tells Father Karras to leave when it's his mom. It's like, this, you can't handle this. This is too much. You know, he's trying to get you, you know?
I sort of laugh a little bit right at the time when the spirit transfers to Father Karras or whatever.
And he kind
of
has the look.
Well,
so
no. When he picks her up off the bed and starts punching this woman, this 12-year-old girl in the face.
I forgot about that. And I see this movie once every couple of years, and I forgot about that.
And
I was like, oh shit,
he's beating this child.
Didn't you kind of want the mom to walk in, like, at that point? Like, what the fuck is going
on? And in the book, like, they talk about, like, it as it. Like, they don't talk about it as her for, like, half of the book. But even, like, when she was, like, crying in the corner after it had left her, like, she was still afraid to go over to the daughter. She's like, you're gonna, like, punch me in the face again or something.
Seriously,
like,
she had been punched in the face up to that point. So
and
mouth raped.
What was happening with her in the book? I mean, was she getting just tormented in a dark place, basically?
Yeah. Okay, so the reason she kept asking if she was going to die is because in the book they kept having to give her all this Librium, which I don't know what that is, but I think it's bad.
It's the metal that makes Captain America's shield.
No, it's not.
I'm kidding. That's vibranium.
Nerd alert.
Actually, adamantium, but whatever. Todd's face right now. Look at that
Let's describe it.
I have Captain America's shield on the wall right now.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Look at it.
There's a giant Spider-Man in the corner, too. Mm-hmm. Like life size.
I have filleted that Spider-Man.
Everyone has.
I have not.
Well, get on it.
Literally.
Anywho.
Anyways, what were we saying? Oh, yeah, yeah. So anyways, they kept having to give her all of this medicine, and it's like going to stop her heart. And so the demon's like, I'm not going to let her sleep. And the exorcism lasts like 5 days in the book. And well, so they're really afraid that she's going to die.
If I were the editor, I would have trimmed 30 minutes from the first half. Well, yes. Let's just say I'm the director. I'm in charge of the movie. I'm the producer. I would have focused way more on the actual exorcism.
Yes.
But
yes.
I will say that. So what we saw was what, maybe 20 minutes of an exorcism.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine that probably would get exhausting if we just kept watching them break and then go back and break and go back. Yeah.
The power of Christ compels you.
Yeah. I guess what I'm saying is disregard what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like 12 times they said it. Yeah. We're like, we get it.
But that's what made her come back down, man.
Right.
It worked.
Right.
But no, I agree. I think they could have tightened it up a little bit. You know?
And, was there a reason why they kept the temperature down?
No, it's the evil made it cold.
And it was just that room that was cold. It was only when they walk into that room that you could start to see the breath.
Okay, well, from a cinematography standpoint, it just makes it look so much more eerie and creepy.
Yeah.
Especially in that last.
Yeah.
But there was one line about her heart. I think Karis was saying it, but he got cut off. So I didn't. There
he
was something,
the senior
pastor.
I did sort of like how condescending the old priest was to Karis.
He really was. They
were
not
really
friends.
Nice.
Do you want to know what's happened up to this point?
No.
I think we should go over what what alternate personalities they have.
There is only one.
Karis, you dumb bitch. There's only one.
Karis, you ignorant slut.
Exactly.
Boom.
Yeah.
That's why I'm the funny one. Just going through my life on Twitter, I came across two articles about this movie, which was really weird.
Like on your own Twitter account?
Yeah. I follow a lot of really intellectual accounts. But so, because William Friedkin?
Friedkin?
Say
Friedkin.
The name
Friedkin.
Of the thing.
Friedkin.
Friedkin. I can't say it.
I think it's Friedkin. It's Friedkin.
I don't think it's Friedkin.
Friedkin.
Anyways, he has got a new movie coming out called...
Yeah. How old was he when he did this?
I don't know, regular age.
Because he must
age.
Have been not young, but relatively young.
Probably. If only
I
we
just
had
always
a device.
Assume everyone's either older or younger than me. So
I would imagine unless they are born on the same day you are, everyone is either older or younger than you.
Yeah. Or the same age as me.
Right.
This is not making it into
they're in the realm.
Original
no,
thing.
We are not cutting this out.
No, but...
nothing gets cut out.
So there's... See, that's when I just always want to shout, we'll do it live. And I say that.
Okay, we'll do it live.
Yes.
Still the best clip ever.
Also, anytime anybody asks me what's in the box, I say, what's in the box? What's in the box?
Oh,
people look at me like I'm crazy.
I've never seen that movie, but I'll always say it's Gwyneth Paltrow's head. When it says, what's in the box? I'm
spoilers.
Like, it's Gwyneth Paltrow.
That happened also, yesterday at work. Somebody came in with a big box. Yeah. I'm like, what's in the box?
Yeah.
What's in the box? I think my impression was spot on.
Well, you made Brad Pitt a girl, but that's all right.
Well, he's pretty dreamy. And anytime anybody says chapstick from, well, let's see. Chapstick. Mothman prophecies.
Do you
I don't
need
know
some
what the
chapstick?
Fuck we're talking
I have
about.
Some.
No, we
know.
We know.
You put on chapstick like a drag queen puts
on
lipstick.
I made quite a show of putting some chapstick on earlier.
Putting on some chapstick, getting ready for the show.
But
getting
so anyways, there's a new, show. He has a new movie coming out, and it's a documentary called The Devil and Father Amorth. Amorth. And he actually got permission to film a live exorcism. So
okay, so wait a second. Is this a documentary focusing on the movie? Because I felt like there was already one.
There are a couple of documentaries about the movie.
About all
this. No, this is about this one girl who's getting an exorcism and he gets
this sounds like clever marketing for a shitty exorcism movie.
Oh yeah. I watched the trailer on Amazon and it looks It looks interesting. I think like a lot of exorcisms, all of the ones that I've seen, you know, in my daily life, I think they look like fake, or what we would think is like just speaking in tongues, snake stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, like the movie versions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like nobody's flying around the room or anything, or we all would have seen that on like YouTube or the news or whatever.
But
it did look like, I don't know. He didn't get a crew or lights. Like all he got to do was film it. But
and when was it? What year was it performed?
I think. The guy, the priest who did it, actually died last year. So I know.
Well, we got to watch this.
This all sounds like clever marketing for a shitty horror movie. Sorry.
Second time
they
man.
Killed a guy.
Todd, would you like to watch all the knockoffs of The Exorcist?
Like what?
What's your favorite?
Like scary movies?
Because they make one every year.
I do like The Exorcist.
Emily Rose. That's the one that comes back to.
Yeah, that's the only one.
With me. I thought you meant like scary movie, like Anna Faris or Anna Faris movie.
I have an issue with scary movie.
I'm on board for that.
Best part of scary movie is when she has the day of the week underwear on, and then it shows the calendar. Like, this is not Friday.
Oh, wow.
Part. I'm sorry.
No,
somebody out there agrees with me.
My favorite part of scary movies is when she gets plastered to the ceiling because of the guy who's coming. No. Yeah,
my favorite part of that movie is the end of it.
Yeah. I did think about Scary Movie 2 because of The Exorcist and James Woods. It's, he's playing Marin and he comes in and he's like, fuck this. And he just leaves.
I saw The Last Exorcism and that was interesting.
The Last
But then they had a sequel, The Last Exorcism 2, which I have a problem
with. The Last
after
that, Exorcism.
The Exorcism of really Molly Hartley, whoever the fuck. These come out every year.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. And I really can't keep up
with
them.
Are we going to have to do like Saw movies and shit?
The first one?
The first one probably at some point.
I like the first one.
Movies, guys.
Look, I have a limit. Like,
that's like torture porn.
I don't like torture porn.
I don't want to watch any of this.
You have to see the really bad performances in Saw, though.
Saw is.
Cary Elwes.
I
love Cary Elwes.
But he's so bad in it.
Is he?
I love
He was better in Twister.
He's pretty good in Twister.
He was better in Days of Thunder.
I don't remember that.
Who's he in Days of Thunder?
Is he
Tom Cruise?
Are you sure you're not thinking of Ryan Phillippe?
I swear. No, but Cary Elwes and I are Eskimo brothers.
Okay, wow.
No, but
that's
a hot take. No, he.
You
plays,
mean I lie?
He plays Cole Trickles.
You know his fucking name.
I don't remember his name. He played Cole Trickles' replacement when he gets injured.
Oh.
And he's like this douchebag that Cole Trickle has to come over and beat when he gets back, and then wins the Daytona 500 after being a lap down.
Is he
well, thanks for spoiling the goddamn movie.
Fucking came out 30 years ago.
Days of Thunder, I have yet to see. So thanks. You're sitting in my queue.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Sitting in your queue?
My queue.
On Netflix?
I still order them on DVD.
He gets his Netflix in the mail.
Wow, you're adorable.
I'm working my way backward with Tom Cruise movies.
I'm just going to leave. This is the worst day ever.
Swing and a miss.
So I'll say this, because I feel like we're kind of naturally coming to an end. I do feel like I'd watch this movie again. It wasn't overly scary. I did have a few jump scare spots, like the phone. The first time when they had the face and it was like on the stove thing.
Yes, the vent.
That scared the shit out of me, and I wasn't expecting that at all. So there were some moments that like really did like jump scare me, and they're probably not even really that scary, but I didn't think the movie was overly scary.
I didn't think so either. So that's one thing I do think we should talk about. Like, just maybe we should rank them. Like, how scary
is it? I don't know if we can rank
them,
but like,
so like I recommend a lot of scary stuff to a lot of people that don't like scary stuff. So I've come, this is a Stephen King scale because Stephen King is America's greatest person.
Person?
Yes.
Like out of all
America.
I will
argue with, yes. So on my Stephen King scale, I have it from Shawshank Redemption, which is not
scary at all. It's a great movie. Right.
One of my favorites. To Pet Sematary, which is a 5.
Yeah, okay.
So somewhere I like to like put things in the middle of that.
I mean, if we're doing 1 to 5 scale, I put this at like a 2 because it wasn't overly scary.
And
it wasn't Shawshank. Shawshank is not scary.
No, it's not. But it's okay. So that's for Stephen King though, which I could talk forever.
Where
about
does
that.
Dark Tower fall for you?
I just finished The Dark Tower, and oh my God, I have so many
the
thoughts
movie
about
or
it.
The books?
Did not see the movie because the movie came.
It's not bad, but it's not.
I seriously thought you'd just get really enthusiastic for the movie.
No.
Like, what the fuck?
I mean,
no,
I,
me
I
at all.
Is it
no.
Chizawe Ejiofor? Is that his name?
No,
no,
you're
it's Idris Elba.
It's fucking Idris
Elba. Idris
Elba.
That's
yeah.
Yeah, and he's great in it.
That's what I've heard. And because that movie was so terrible, he's not going to be in anymore. There's a prequel, I think, coming to Amazon Prime, The Wizard in Glass, if you're a Dark Tower person.
Well, why is that movie only like an hour and a half?
Because it is none of the books.
Yeah, they didn't.
I could talk about this for an hour.
You know what it looks like to me? Is it look like a different version of Last Action Hero? That's what it looked like. You remember that?
Yeah,
that's what it reminded me of. So.
Here's the problem with the book, or the movie. The movie was made by people that wanted to make a successful movie, and they tried to make it close enough to the book to please the fans of the books, but like mainstream enough to please people who had not
read
the books.
And they missed both marks.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it's nothing. Because, I mean, I read those books and I really liked the ending, even though I'm in the minority on that. But I did not like all those books. I'm not planning on reading them again. That's The Dark Tower is a very complicated thing, and I could talk for a long time about it.
I had
it.
A girlfriend who was obsessed with them. Like, had hardback copies, all of which were signed by Stephen King. Like, she was obsessed with them.
And I'm not that far. Yeah. I really liked the ending, but man, that it took me like 3 years to read, and I had to like 10 pages.
It's dense.
Oh my God. Yeah. And the second book, I have never been more surprised by a book in my life because I loved it, but I hated the first one. So anyways, like, you're trying to adapt that into an hour and a half movie and you just can't. And here's what they should have done. HBO should not have done Westworld. They should have done The Dark Tower.
That would have been amazing.
Although also, I'll say this, Westworld's great.
Yeah. Haven't seen it.
Oh, I like Westworld a lot, but I do hope that they do a Dark Tower like series like
here,
that.
You know what else they need to do? If anybody wants to
You're
develop
so excited
this
right now. What,
by myself.
What is this?
Okay. They need to have like a Stephen King anthology series on HBO where every season is an adaptation of a different Stephen King book. Oh my gosh, it would be so awesome.
I mean, haven't they already adapted all of his books?
But they need to do them good.
Oh, I see.
They need to do them good.
I don't know if you've ever seen this movie, Todd. Have you ever seen Maximum Overdrive? Oh.
I haven't, but I did hear How Did This Get Made Do It.
Yeah, they did.
The only movie directed by Stephen King.
When he was like coked out of his
mind. Oh, yeah. So much coke in that movie. Yeah. But yeah.
I have a question, Todd.
Sure.
Did it help or hurt to watch this movie in the middle of the day?
Oh,
because we did.
It helped
a lot.
Yeah. Because if we had watched this in like a theater or in like a big like theater in someone's house or something, which may happen at some point soon.
Oh, it will.
Yeah.
It will.
I feel like I would have been a lot more scared just because darkness scares me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah.
Because the devil might be behind you.
Right.
And we're eventually going to introduce things like you were talking about Texas Chainsaw, like things that you can't run away from. Like Texas Chainsaw scare the shit out of you in the middle of the day.
It's not just scary. It's disturbing.
It's just. Yeah. Because most of that movie takes place during the day. So.
Yeah. Horror in the daylight.
Any of this.
So if you're looking at a scale, like I would maybe say Goonies is a one. Gremlins.
You're getting serious here.
I am. Okay. Well, no, but I think
a
lot of people...
isn't scary at all, so that should be a one. Yeah.
Exactly. But you could make an argument that, well, maybe not Goonies, but the Gremlins has horror elements to it.
Well, I've never seen the
other one. I don't understand the scale. What?
I'm trying to find a movie that is technically a horror movie, could be argued as a horror movie, but that is a one
as
far as
in
scary.
The weakest... For scares.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But I think
Goonies has some scares in it.
Goonies scared the shit out of me
when
I was little.
Really?
Goonies and Princess Bride, the machine and the Princess Bride.
Yeah, that was pretty scary.
It did. That was a slumber party movie for a long time, and I would always like go do something else.
Yo.
And
so you introduce The Exorcist, but if Goonies plays, you're like,
right.
I can't.
I draw the line.
Yo, Princess Buttercup was my cup OT.
It's her turn now.
Wow, you went from The Princess Bride all the way to
House of Cards.
House
I
of
turned
Cards.
That off and I was like, fuck yeah, it's my turn too.
Are they making
bitch.
That?
Yes.
But they wrote off
did
Kevin.
Did he die in between, I guess?
I don't know. I don't know if they
did. Well, he didn't die, but his career did.
Hey, yo.
I watched LA Confidential last night on my phone while I was trying to sleep and I was like, man, I'm going to miss him. But
is
I'm
he
glad
in LA
he's gone. Yeah, he's and he's good in it.
I don't like remember.
I do. See, I always liked him in Seven. That was the first thing I'd ever seen him in.
Yeah.
And
we're still allowed to watch Seven, right? Because he is the bad guy. And
what's
kill him.
The other one? Kaiser Sose.
The Usual Suspects. It's great.
Yeah, I talk about
this with Bill Cosby all the time because Bill Cosby is probably the worst.
He's up there, right?
But like,
you didn't talk about this with Bill Cosby.
No,
you just mean
I stopped returning his phone calls after our slumber party.
Well, I was the only one sleeping
at our slumber party.
That was an awkward joke.
But I still think Bill Cosby's stand-up is pretty solid. It's funny. Some of his shows are funny. The Cosby Show was funny.
He's a horrible fucking person.
And I honestly don't go back and watch it. Yeah. But I kind of give myself a pass for enjoying that stuff when I didn't know he was a horrible rapist. And yeah. I thought he was a great... I went and saw Bill Cosby live twice. And I enjoyed myself. I wouldn't go see him live now, and yeah. I haven't listened to his comedy. I haven't watched any of his shows or anything since I found out, but I kind of give myself a pass because it was good.
No, yeah, I agree. And I think there's a lot of, like, that's a conversation that we all have to have, like,
with ourselves.
Yeah. Well, like, it's part of the Me Too thing. Like, what? Sure. Because it's not all Bill Cosby and, like, normal, nice guy, you know? Like, there's a lot of gray area. And sure. just because somebody has done something terrible doesn't mean we have to write them off forever. And, like, can we still enjoy art made by awful people?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think there's a conversation about that. I don't think we necessarily have to make a binary choice,
yeah.
you know?
Mm.
But
it's hard for me to go back.
Anywho.
And like,
yeah. So anyways, what I was saying.
This is
about,
very much like the
about
Exorcist.
The Exorcist.
Well, okay. So if we've got our one.
All right. Yeah.
I think a lot of people would say The Exorcist is a five, but not somebody who has just watched it. I wouldn't put The Exorcist as a five.
As five, I wouldn't either.
Is five the top of
five
your scale?
Five is the top of my scale.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. So like Pet Sematary was the five for her. Hmm.
The book, not the movie.
Well, I am never going to read any books.
The book.
Ever.
You know, Michael C. Hall just recorded the audiobook of Pet Sematary.
That's got to be the most disturbing thing imaginable.
I have a lot Dexter. Of things to say
I know who Michael C. Hall is, but mainly because he's six feet under. I'm not into Michael C. Hall.
He was on my list for a while. He's retired.
You know he's in Game Night? Did you see Game Night?
Game Night is so good.
Game Night's amazing.
I heard it's
really
good. I do like Jason Bateman, too. He's my list adjacent, I will say.
Some people say I look like Jason Bateman, so if you ever want to slum it. Sorry.
I was going to say blind people, but that's an easy joke.
You're like, Todd's
lazy.
A solid four, ladies.
On a scale of 1 to 15.
1 to Pet Sematary.
Yeah.
Scott is a four.
On a scale of 1 to 5. 1 to Pet Sematary, I'm a four.
Ladies.
The movie four, which is technically a one.
Single and a virgin.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. So anyways, I would put Texas Chainsaw
I really
five.
Do want to go on the record as saying I am not a virgin in real life. I just haven't seen horror movies because I hate horror movies.
Yes.
And that is why we are here.
Yes.
All right.
But would you agree Texas Chainsaw Massacre can be our five?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's
can
not the only five.
Are we talking
about like for a permanent scale?
Yes.
What was one?
Dude, I said Goonies.
Gremlins.
But
yeah,
I don't like Gremlins.
Gremlins or Texas Chainsaw. That's fine. I always go to a scale of 10.
Okay, well,
so
we
when
can
you
make
say 5,
ten.
I get very confused.
Clint has to make everything bigger.
I know. So, have we
very
said all that we need to say about the about
The
Exorcist?
So.
I think, are we wrapping things up here?
Although, if you guys want to at us on Twitter and tell us what we missed or how
Please.
Stupid we are or
criticize
how much of a bitch I am. We, at Horror
you
Virgin.
Can tell me how awesome I am too.
We got thick skin.
Well,
not me.
The two of us do.
You
I'm
need
not,
to be
not
nice
sure.
to me.
Yeah. Hashtag.
I'm not on social media, so say whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm not on Twitter, guys. We'll be back for a short episode, like a point.
We'll
five
be back
episode.
With we'll be back with a real movie next time. Maybe some Child's Play 2. We're talking.
Well, no,
about,
the next one we're gonna do is like a
well,
a mini
yeah,
episode
we'll have the mini episode,
talk,
and then we'll have yeah. So that'll be episode 1.5, and then episode 2. We'll be back with you in 2 weeks.
Now, here's the thing: we can either cut all the shit out where we talked about saying ranking how scary it was, or we can actually rank how scary it is. What
I mean,
is the
I would put
this
at a 1 or 2. Like if it's a 5-point scale, I put it at a 1. If it's a 10-point scale, I put it at a 2. Like it's not scary.
I don't think you know what a 1 or 2 is.
I don't
yet.
Think I do either. I think this
is like a 5.
I'd put it maybe 3 or 4.
Okay, all right.
Really?
I think that's yeah. There were definitely some. I sat down to watch it and I was like, there isn't going to be a single scene in here that disturbs me. I've seen it so many times, and guess what? I was disturbed again.
Yeah.
3 or 4 times.
Agreed.
Like I was like, Rom, our friend that was here, he's seen it plenty of times, and he was like, oh my god, like that's like you know just audible reaction.
The scene where she was like yelling at the doctors, I think. Yeah, the doctors who were in her room. She's like, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me.
Oh,
fuck me. Yeah. And then it cuts to them coming out of our room.
That's like, when he was smoking in her face, too.
Well, the only thing I could think in my mind, and I said aloud, was, well, we've been fucking out for hours, and she finally went to sleep.
Yeah. That was really funny. That was your most successful joke.
And Clint almost spit out his drink like a genuine
all over Jennifer.
That shit was amazing.
Oh, me.
Well, we've been fucking out for hours, and she's finally asleep.
Everybody talks like that, except for the two priests. All the other guys in the movie are like, well, I was...
I don't know what to do. Through this movie.
Well, she probably just has nerves, you dumb cunt.
It's all... He's very pleased.
The doctors are horrible in this movie. All right, so whatever. We'll see you guys in a week with a smaller episode.
With a mini episode.
We'll do Koreshkins and then tell you what we're doing for the next movie.
Cool.
Cool. Yay. I'm Todd.
I'm Clint.
Jennifer.
And we'll see you guys next time. Mwah.